Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, Black Success. You know what I mean? We here for another edition of Crown Holy Water Podcast. I got some ladies with me right now, and it's going to be an interesting show. All right? Show y'all stay focused. Get a pen and paper. It's going to be serious. All right? Introduce yourselves. Lady, Georgie, you go first.
Hey, guys. It's your favorite tomboy, a.k.a. Georgie, a.k.a. Danny, whatever you want to call me. I'm back at it again.
Hey guys, it's Candace MJ. I'm actually Georgie's sister here with you today.
Hey y'all, it's Tiffany. Well, I guess your favorite blondie.
Hold on, before I start, I just want to fix my camera. I'm kind of crooked, preach. I don't know what's going on right here. I want to make sure they get to see me properly, you know what I mean?
Oh gosh.
Everybody looks so forward to seeing me and shit.
They work all week
for this shit. So listen, we want to start off with this. Social media influences, right? So we want to know, like, how much has social media contributed to your current relationship status? Because social media could be a real big deal. It can either make you want to settle down because you see it's a lot of bullshit out there, or it can make you want to just stay thotty because you don't believe. You think everyone's out there doing everything, so you don't want to confine yourself to one person. All right? So let's talk about it.
Social media is the devil.
Well, first of all, you want to start off by telling us, are you single? Are you in a relationship? And then say, has social media influenced that and in any what way?
I am single. Mm-hmm. Social media has definitely influenced my singleness. Oh, let's be honest here. Definitely. Let me change that. It's not that social media is the devil. It's that people who are on social media pretend like they're not in a relationship. And I think that because of that and because of the openness and the easiness to talk to somebody or to hit somebody up or whatever, to contact somebody, that has made that a real big deal in relationships. That shit fucked my whole shit up. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, that shit fucked my whole shit up. I would say that's the reason why I'm single now, honestly. Gotcha. So
social media has affected the way you move forward within your love life.
It hasn't affected the way I move forward within my love life, but it has affected situations that I've had. You know what I mean? Like I said,
it's given you some type of friction when it comes to dating.
Yes, it definitely has given me some type of friction.
Okay. Yeah. Shame on you, social media. Preach, we have somebody downstairs. I don't know if you want to go grab them while you leave it or no. I mean, so you ladies, time to chime in. Let us know what's going on. Introduce yourself first, Tiff, and then you know, tell us, are you single? Are you taken? What's going on in your life?
Well, I am single. And as far as when it comes to social media, I would say it does play a part, but I guess it really depends on the person that you deal with, because I feel that it should be a social media etiquette, depending on the level that y'all on. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, for example, like I was dealing with someone and he was an attention whore. So that plays a part. My thing is like, you know, I'm more so focused on your actions to the social media attention that you get. I don't care, people, you can't control what people comment, you can't control what people say or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, if you're dealing with someone and say y'all seriously dating or whatever and y'all become exclusive or whatever the case is, then you should conduct yourself on social media in a certain manner. If mm-hmm. you want to act like you're single in public, but then when you're behind closed doors, it's, oh baby, please don't go, mm-hmm. then we got a problem. So, hey.
Stand on the side and then
look at you.
Yeah, you can bring the chair over there and Preach will probably set you up in just a little bit. So Preach, if we could use one of those cameras like that and then give him a camera. All right, y'all, we're gonna, you know, I mean, it's a little bit of technical difficulties right now. You know what I mean? Guess it's coming a little bit late, so now we're gonna switch up the cameras and all kind of shit, you know what I mean? and make everything right in just a little bit. But focus on Black success. Y'all really came here to see me anyway. Tell y'all a little bit about my week, you know, because I had a rough week, you know.
Went to work. Tell.
Yeah, you know, it's rough. It's hard being me. I charge $30 for people to take pictures with me, right? So for $40, you get a 7-second video and 2 pictures, right? So you could decide how you want to spend your money is all I'm saying. So if you want to take pictures with me at the brunch, August 27th,
Lord Jesus.
Come prepared. We take Cash App. We take Quick Pay. Or, you know what I mean? We can do it however you want it. All right? So right now we're talking about the influences of social media and how much that actually influenced your current relationship status, whether you're single, whether you're taken. Because social media sometimes could kind of tell us or influence what we do and how we do it. So we want to know, are you in a relationship? If you are, why? And if you're not, why? You know what I mean? What's going on with you? And introduce yourself. Tell them who you are.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Brumman from the 5th floor. You feel me? Follow me at Brumman from the 5th floor on IG. And to answer your question, technically, I'm not in a relationship.
Technically.
Oh, here we go.
Technically.
Here we go.
What do you mean, here we go? Hold on, now, all right, so what does that sound like to you?
Nah, it's always talking about it technically. See, there's no technicalities. It's either yes, you're single or you're not. Or is there no someone out there that thinks they're in a relationship with you? Because
I don't play with people's daughters like that.
So why is it technically you're not?
Because no quotation. We not together, but we trying to work it out. You feel me? So technically, we single.
You in a situation.
I'm in a situation. Okay. You feel me? We could call it that. In a situation.
Okay. Yeah. At least you're acknowledging.
Yeah. I acknowledge. We in a situation. If that's what y'all like to call it now.
That's what it is.
That's a situation. You feel me? I'm in a situation because I was young and dumb. You feel me? I wasn't doing the right things. I put the blame on me. You feel me? Aww. I could take that.
I appreciate that you own up to that. Oh, yeah. A lot of men don't own up to shit like when they fuck up.
That's clapping the problem. Hard
you
right now.
What? Would you just call them?
A lot of
who?
Boys, guys.
You call them men, right? Men. It's not a man if they not own up to what they did wrong.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, you okay.
Hold on, Cat Daddy. Bro, man, we ain't got you come here. We ain't got you come in and try to steal a light. You understand?
My fault.
You ain't charging for pictures now.
I got to talk to management about that right there. I'm listening like
Yo, you got to do that, my dude. I made $80 yesterday. You feel me? I got a full tank right now. Full tank. So basically, I know a lot of people that claim to be single or not, or just don't want to be. Correct.
Okay.
I know that. I'm warming you up.
All right, I got you. I ain't know.
I know a lot of people that claim to be single or taken because of the infrastructures of social media. Mm-hmm. You understand? You get to either see how someone date, mm-hmm. how someone love mm-hmm. someone and make everyone else jealous, mm-hmm. or you could see how much of the single life could let you just be a thot and people approve of it. You understand? So it's like you have many different devils on your shoulder and you like, damn, which one should I do?
That's all about the person.
Which one
though.
Should I do? Yeah, that is about the
it's not really about
person,
social media, it's about the person.
People go through peer pressure all year round.
That's true. Yeah. But it's like having money or getting some fame. Some people be like, yo, you got it. Like, you know, ever since they started making money or they started doing this, like they think they the shit. They think no. That just helped elevate their ego or their character. If you are already a fucked up person, money or whatever, that's just gonna make it worse. They didn't mm-hmm. get that way when they got money. They exactly. were already that way, and money just made it worse, or fame just made it worse at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Just like social media. If you already that person who is an attention whore, like you said, if you're already an attention whore, once you get, you could be whoever
once
you wanna
outlet,
be on
over.
Social media. Like, you could be whoever you wanna be. I
that's
mean, people know
like.
You. You yeah, know, people know you. We know whether you're a punk or, you know what I mean, you're a fuck boy or whatever it is. We, people who know you, who grew up with you, they know how you're built. But at the same time, you got thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who
once
don't know you. Let me create this person. Let me, oh, nah, I don't need to, nah, I want bitches to think that, you know what I mean? Like, I got it like that. I get this chick, I get that chick, I get that chick. And you got a chick at home that's taking care of you, that's doing whatever she needs to do for you. But you out here slinging, well, looking like you slinging dick, or looking like you're this person and you're really not, and that shit is corny. So, like I said, social media isn't that it's not social media, it's the person behind the page. Mm-hmm.
But so, what if you made them that way, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they didn't start out that way, and then all the attention that they started to get and they comments that they not shutting down, now they're like that. Now they're like, all right, well, I'm going to keep up this image, and then they become that person.
Yeah. It can happen. It can happen.
You can. I know a lot of fake promoters, fake DJs who swear they got a, big house and making big money, and this shit is sad, dog. They're not even whipping. You understand?
Shit is crazy.
But yes, sister, we're waiting on you to answer and tell us what's going on with you.
Okay, so I'm married.
Oh.
And my husband.
Yeah, she married, y'all. She married.
That's black love. Look.
It's hard to get a ring these days.
It is.
So that's why we have to clap. It's hard to get a ring.
It's true.
And when you we get through this whole list that I got right in front of me,
okay,
you're going to understand why.
We're going to understand why.
But go ahead, answer that question.
So I just feel like, similar to what Georgie said, you do have to, like, shut it down. It depends on the person. So my husband is very active on social media. He's always posting statuses. He's always saying different things and getting people to interact. But when people comment or say something, I feel like he shuts it down. So therefore, there's no reason for me to go back and be like, well, who's this or who's this? So it's not really like an issue in our relationship. But in the past, with other people, it has been an issue because attention whores and, like, you know, like certain things, and you want to act like you this type of person, but you not, or you got these things and you not. And that's like, but in my current situation, no problem.
You're happy.
I'm happy.
And she happy. Married.
And I'm married.
What age did you receive the ring?
30.
Oh, 30. That's
my 30th birthday.
That's a perfect age.
Wow.
I'm 32.
That's a perfect thing.
That's perfect. A lot of people, it's hard to get a ring, man. It's fucking really, really hard to get a ring. And the only reason why I think it's so hard to get a ring is because people are putting so much rules on it. People are putting so much social media. A part of what social media is also doing, I think social media is forcing people to fake be traditional, mm-hmm. within a sense. You understand? People are like, oh, traditionally, this is what's supposed to happen in order for you to get a ring. Traditionally, this is what's supposed to happen behind your closed doors, mm-hmm. within your house. How you telling me what's happening? This is my house. I decide what the fuck is going on.
People be putting all their personal in-house business on social media.
Yeah.
And then you got, you have a lot of people who just want the ring for just to say, I got a ring. But you don't really understand, like, the morals behind it, what you have to build, and what's behind the ring. It's just not all the glitz and glory just to say I could walk down and I have a dress on. No, mm-hmm. but you forget how to be a wife. You forget how that comes with a lot, just in general. So it's, you know, like, everything plays a part. And you have some women that are so infatuated with social media. Mm-hmm. Like, they could be like, oh, who's this girl liking you? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've had men sit here and ask me, or even tell me, like, oh, you must have a slew of guys because of the comments. I don't know these people commenting. Mm-hmm. Do you see me interacting and commenting? Mm-hmm. No, you don't. I can't control what people say. I can block them. I am blocked them as prom.
No, that oh my God.
Them. That could be intimidating for somebody, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that could be intimidating for somebody that's trying to date you, though. So, like, yeah, they on your social media. Again, social media, devil,
but you
right for
but
y'all.
But that's what comes with...
And they see too much traffic.
And they like,
But at the end of the day, it's just like, all right, if you're dealing with a guy or girl that looks really good, or even has their shit together, it comes with it, period. Or even someone who is a public figure, it comes with it. But like I said, it all goes on their actions. If I shut it down or if I don't respond, then that's it. If a dude says, oh, I bet you have a lot of guys that sit there and try to hop. Yeah, I do. A lot of guys that want to fuck, but that don't mean I'm going to sit there and swing at every pitch.
Exactly.
They could comment all they want, but
and you shouldn't.
I'm not. You know, I'm not about to sit here and just take the time out to comment or whatever. Like, I don't care. I might post something and just log off. That's right.
And you I
know?
Do that a lot.
Exactly. I do that a lot.
But Instagram,
that's something for you. Like, I don't have to be sitting here. I'm not glued to it. I'm not sitting here like this all day. Oh my God, they like that. Oh my God, they like that. Oh my God, they like that. Who cares? At the end of the day, I posted it because I wanted to. I said whatever I had to say, and that's it. I'll go back to it later when I feel like it. I don't have to be on on it. Just it's not that it's not that serious. People some people use social media for different things. Some people use it for their businesses. Some people use it to boost their ego. Some people use it to make it seem like they're more than what they are. Some people hide behind fake pages. Like it's just so much with social media.
I just
want to
sell my pictures. You understand?
$30, $40. You gonna sell them August 27th?
You get a little promo video and all that shit with the shit. Fuck with me. But listen, I wanna further the conversation about this social media thing because I think it's a real big issue for our people, to be honest with you. So the next tablet, the next little bit of conversation I wanna have is, do you think social media have forced people perceptional standards to overly exceed their reality ones? And why?
Yes.
Because right now it's like, Think about a good looking chick. You see a good looking chick, nice job, everything going good for her. Let's say she got one kid, which is manageable, or maybe no kids, you know what I mean? Or maybe two kids that she could really take care of, so you know the burden ain't really on you. You like, then why the fuck is she single, right? It's like, it make you draw questions. So then it's like, it's okay to be single for like a year or two, because sometimes you gotta reboot. You gotta reboot from whatever fucked up shit you had going on, you understand? But then it's like 3, 4, 5 years of being single. That's a red flag for me. But then it's like, I feel like a lot of these people are hiding behind fake standards. Like the best way to say, I'm single, is to pretend like the person that you think you deserve don't exist. Because if he don't exist, then you can always be single. Oh, he got to be this, 6'5". he gotta have abs. He gotta be able to dunk, and he might not even be a ball player. He gotta be able to dunk.
Why dunking on this? Like, you know, I'm 6'7", but yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But like, they have this crazy list, and then it's a list they don't even meet half the time. These people don't meet their own standards.
That's true.
Shorty, you can't even run on the treadmill for 10 minutes, but you telling me to fuck you for 2 hours? It don't make sense. You understand? So I just want to understand how much have
you gotta stay away from, like, unrealistic standards at the end of the day. I heard a chick one time say, oh, he gotta have a car. Bitch, you don't even have a car.
Thank you.
Yes.
What the hell? You telling me I need to have, but you can't? At the end of the day, it's like, okay, what do you bring to the table besides dick or pussy and headaches? Yeah. Like, let me know. That's all I want to know. Because you know what? It's like, so like you said, social media, it plays a part. Everybody want to have all these high ass standards, but it's like, what do you bring? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
And I think that, like, me personally, you have some people use social media as a catfish, and people use social media as like a dating service.
Oh, hell
like
yeah.
Social media isn't a dating service for me. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Networking.
I'm not checking in my DMs and linking with somebody that I don't know. But that's just me personally. I don't know you.
Nowadays, I don't know if I can't talk to y'all in the street. I can't talk to social media.
Nobody said that.
I can't run down on the block. Like,
time out. Nobody said you can't. Nobody said you can't talk to a woman in the street. Okay. I'm not that girl that you walk down the street and be like, "Yo, man." I'm like,
I'm
just saying. You get a lot of that. Yes. I get your mind. I'll be like, I'm not your mother. Like, you know what I mean? Mommy, I'm not Spanish. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, you know, but what I'm saying is you can't run down on me like that and try to pick me up with those weak ass lines. Like, you got to come correct. And at the end of the day, it's hard to get my attention if I don't already know you, or we weren't in a state of like, I could be, but how do a man come correct in 2017?
Somebody got to explain.
Let me tell you something. It's all about your approach. Even if you do come in a DM, all right, fine. If you happen to slide in the DM, it's something that you have to do to be different. Your approach.
Exactly.
Even if you come up to a girl and you approach in the street. I remember I had this one dude come up to me. I was I was coming out somewhere, whatever, and he was like, yo, you gonna act like you don't know me? And I'm sitting here saying, like, no, I don't know you. He was like, nah, I seen you, da da da. But he actually engaged in the conversation, and he was funny. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, it's all about how, you know, your approach, it has to be different. But if you come up like, yo, mom, what's good? Or you sending dick pics in the...
Don't lick your lips at me. Do not lick your lips at me. Like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
And my thing is this, if it's a habit, I'm gonna call it out. Yeah. I'm an asshole like that sometimes. Like, you know, dudes try to talk, you know, they give you that light skin face. They eyes be like this. They be like, I'm saying, man, you know what I mean? I be like, first of all, you're playing me very, very close. And I be like, yo, that worked. Like, what is this voice that you're doing? Like, this
it's two ways you could go by. If you go on IG, you just comment in the girl's comments. Ayo, bitch, say some dumb shit. You gonna remember that. She's gonna remember that. Like, you look like a dumbass in that picture. She gonna remember that. She gonna be like, all these niggas is
going
on.
Listen, I'm gonna look directly in this camera and tell y'all, don't try that shit. Don't try that shit. You hear me?
Listen to my science. If every nigga is underneath the pictures, hard eyes, you look beautiful. Yo, fuck you in your dumbass picture. Who you think she gonna remember? She gonna hit you on the DM.
Don't try that shit.
No, I'm not.
She gonna respond to the picture. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? And you reply back to the DM. Now that I got your attention, how you doing?
He's on the phone.
How you doing today, sweetheart?
Now that I got you. You think she gonna answer to every... Come on. When you go on shaving, when you go on Ball Alert, when you see the celebrities, who are they replying to? Who they coming back at? They only snapping back negative. A million people calling you beautiful. You didn't write one fucking thank you. Somebody say your kid can't fucking dance or your bitch is ugly. What you gonna do? Fuck you, T.I. All right, fuck you. With the fortitude in my voice. Predominantly. Fatuity, whatever the fuck you want to say, you feel me? You gonna come at that one person. You feel me? You come at, yo.
That's
fuck
true, though. That's true.
Your ugly all right,
but wait. But can we try a different line, though? Like, not fuck you or something like that? Like, can you say something like, damn, your sweater bright?
Damn, you dumb as shit. I might say, like, don't insult her or something,
but be like, damn, like,
it's
look at
that. It's better than what I said if you seen.
You think that's true
because
you be doing dumb shit like that. Black dude dumb shit like that.
You ass grabber?
Back in my day.
You grab my ass and we're squaring up. Like, we're squaring up.
You gonna remember me for life.
I don't, yeah, I'm gonna remember I slapped the shit out of you. I'm gonna remember. Yeah, that nigga I slapped the shit out of because he thought he could play with me like that.
Why you not gonna slap the shit out of me? You coming out of work, you trying to rush and grab the train, you just feel a nigga just grab you in your pussy. You just stop immediately. You're not gonna swing.
Yes, the
you
fuck
just
I
believe,
am.
You can't
I'm
believe when they just grab your pussy.
Yeah,
you can't believe when they just grab your ass.
You're right.
Let me tell you something.
Brown
holy
water do not support the fucking
song. When niggas slap your ass, you gonna remember that, nigga.
You will like, remember that.
Right, I got a question.
Every nigga said, hey,
has bro. That work for you?
I never did it. I'm just
face mask real quick. Let's do this. Yo, listen.
So, I ain't never grabbed no pussy.
I ain't gonna grab no woman.
Let's extend the combo. Let's extend the combo before we move forward. And the next question is, how often do you see someone you know fronting online?
Oh, gosh. Every day.
I mean, just pretending.
Just
pretending to be someone totally opposite of who they are. Now, I'm going to start it off by saying that what I've seen with my eyes, you know what I mean? And it's to the point where I can't even check it because social media, they want to be lied to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They That's want true. To be lied. I've never true. Seen a group of people mm-hmm. want to be lied to because you can say shit like, look, hold up. Right now, everyone is a protester.
Yes.
Everyone is what the shit.
Everybody fake
Everyone
woke.
Is like, Everybody. Oh, let the white no supremacists come here. Let the KKK come here.
Fake woke.
Stop it. Everyone is like, because everyone, just Black like everyone was man. Doing the ice bucket challenge. just everyone just lying about who they are. Oh, I always give back to my community. Da, da, da. Your friend just threw a brunch. You wasn't there, homie. Fuck you talking about? Like, what's all this other shit that you mean? You ain't get your ticket yet for the 27th.
Exactly. Boy, what
the
fuck get your you ticket.
So I be just confused when people pretend to be who they're not. And then people that don't know them like it. Why are you like, I don't like shit unless I'm co-signing. If I like it, I'm co-signing. Mm-hmm. That's like a dude saying some fucking weird shit. Oh, these men looking gorgeous. You like that. You and him gay. Y'all
yeah.
gay.
That's final. Yo, I be wondering that though. It be like, dude,
if you like it, you're co-signing.
Why are you sitting there liking another nigga picture with his,
chest out.
That's like, bruh.
You're co-signing.
Unless you're a
understand.
Fitness trainer or some shit like but that. It's like,
I don't give a damn.
I don't do it. I'm just saying. I'm trying to get cop the fifth.
It just don't make no damn sense.
But hold on. To piggyback off of what you just said, mm-hmm. and also go play into what she just said, you said people who send on Instagram and social media, period, and just fronting. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times these people aren't fronting. It goes back to what she said is what I always say. They're not fronting. This is just who they think they're going to. This is who they want to be. This is who they're going to. If you give them $1 million tomorrow, this is the person that they're going to be. Whenever people say, well, I hate the term Hollywood. Whenever I hear somebody say, oh, you act the Hollywood. Not to me, but talking about other people, I always say, they're not acting Hollywood. They're acting how, if you put that money in their hands, this is who they'll be. They're showing you who you really are. It don't matter. They may live in the projects right now, mm-hmm. but you get them that money, ain't nothing going to change. It's going to be the same person. So when they actually glow up and you see from the projects to Baldwin Hills, and you like, oh, shit, this motherfucker never changed. He always been, oh, who, him? He always been like that. He always used to act like that since we was younger. Mm. They never changed. It'd be people who trying to act humble right now, and then when they move on, you in for that rude awakening, like, oh, this is you now. Mm. You feel me? That's what it is. That's how I always look at it. I don't call nobody Hollywood. I say, if you put this money in their hands, this is who they would
okay,
be.
Okay, so let me change the dialogue before everybody else chime in, because what you said I actually agree with. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about someone totally pretending to be someone else.
You're not a thug, like, you feel
pretending to be
like all
look,
of a sudden
someone,
you a gangster, you got guns
said,
when we know you got beat up.
Like, nigga, you ain't know you know son.
Like,
you know you not about that.
Like, super stuff, like, you know how I give it up.
Yeah, we do.
Actually,
you got beat up every day.
But like I said, it's all about like even like the era, because we always have conversations like that. Like we all probably came up from a different era where we actually rolled up on our bikes like, yo, you ready to go outside? Mm-hmm. So when people, the ones who want to act tough or act whatever it is are the ones that never went outside. Mm-hmm. Who always was looking out the window looking at everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said like social media, it pretty much it gives them the outlet to be who they always wanted to be. You have folks that's like that. I mean, there's a lot of females, a lot of males that's like that. I mean, there's chicks on there who try to front for social media and try to act
like they only slept with two or three dudes.
And we know every time we go out, niggas be like, oh yeah, it's a whole slew of niggas. Like, yeah, you done cuffed up.
You had her.
I just had her 24 hours ago, my nigga.
Social media also
makes the world smaller.
It makes it smaller, but not even in that aspect. I'm talking about it makes you just saying the same thing. Like I'm nothing like I am on social media. In real life, I'm really nothing like I am. Like people swear I'm the most outgoing and just in your face. I'm the shyest person you will ever meet. Like when I go to a party, unless it's Soca on, I'm probably standing in the corner.
What's your son?
Soca. I'm a Cancer.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like social media, like I'm mad. I'm this wild, crazy ass nigga. Whoopie-woo. People, they take the misconception about me. You see me out in the streets, I'm very shy. I'm to myself. You catch 99.9% of the time, you probably catch me by myself. Mm-hmm. Niggas probably think I got a whole mob of gang of niggas. I do got a gang. Grr, shout out to the gang.
He just said grr, just let you know.
We know what it means.
We still here.
Gotcha. But I'm very, IG just made people see like what really goes on in my head. You feel me? Like social media really.
That makes sense though.
You feel me? I don't always, when I'm outside, I don't really got too much to really say to people. You feel me? It's just Instagram and Facebook. It just became my outlet. You feel me? That just became.
It's like texting. It's like texting. You can hide behind the phone and you can be yourself texting or whatever. Because when you are actually in front of somebody, it's like now we know you. Now you really have to show me who you are.
Vulnerability.
I don't really have to interact with you on it. So I could come back. I could post something. Come back to it. You know what I mean? I could text and we could have a text conversation all day.
I don't have to answer you right away. But when you in front of me, now I see your mannerisms. I see your face. I see your expression. I see your character. So people tend to hide behind that. So I can understand that. You know what I mean? I see people who literally, like I said, used to get beat up.
Put up a whole lot.
Every day. Listen. And then they go to, when I was in high school, it was this boy that I knew. And he didn't even come outside. When I say he, only time you've seen him is when he went to the store for his mother. He came right back in the house. Like, he didn't even come outside. And he had, I think he got kicked out of school or something, his school. And he came to my high school. Now, mind you, I know him from the hood. So he came to my high school, pants sagging. He talking shit. He just like, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. And back in the day, yes, the safety trance was serious. But back in the day, I'm not going to lie, I was a little outspoken. What? I'm going to say that. I was a little outspoken.
Outspoken?
Yes.
But back she in forgets the day, that I know her. Outspoken. Like, I know her whole life.
But
outspoken?
I literally, like, I had to call him out on it because it was just like, yo, you're not even like that. Like, I know you. And I know you're not like that. Like, don't come out here acting like you're tough when we know you don't even come outside. Nobody even know your name except if your mother calling you from out the window to see where your ass is at because you taking too long to come from the store. Like, stop it. So now you got social media where these people, they don't have to do all of that. They don't even have to leave their crib to do anything. They could just post up. Yeah, they could just lie all day.
That's why
it's like, we know you.
It's those people that never went outside, that never really had no friends, that want to come out and be on social media and try to act like this, then and third. And it's true. Because it's even like some people that I've known for years, they'd be like, yo, Tiff, how you know such and such? I'm like, yo, I grew up with them. I'm like, they know my resume, but nobody don't know yours. So you want to act all fake tough. You want to act like you're this. You want to act like you're that. But there's people that's out there that really know you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me flip that on you.
And you got to live it, too, at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, when you fronting, man.
There's always somebody out there that knows you because it's always.
You're going to have to let that out. Let me tell you something. But, you know, just due to time, I want to kind of get to the next topic because I feel like, hold on. Everyone here has kids, right? You have kids? You don't got no kid? All right. I don't got no kid yet.
I got one. I got two.
So, the next topic is...
I'm the boy with two kids.
You know, I feel like an hour, you know, in many families, the icebreaker sometimes that just stop mom and dad from fucking with each other be child support.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because child support sometimes, it changes things. You know what I mean? That's a trust issue. You know what I mean? Within a sense. You're saying, I don't trust you, so let's go the legal way of you supporting your child. In a sense. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying. You know what I mean? Legally. You know what I mean? You're letting someone that don't know you dictate how much should be...
Play the middleman.
Yeah, play the middleman, which is crazy. So, with that being said...
Can you pass the honey?
I have a question. Do you think, and you can all take your time when I ask this question, but you see, abortion is a real touchy thing, right? But do you think a man, because remember, a child should be a two-person decision-making situation. So when a woman is pregnant, if she decides she's not ready to be a mother and aborts the child, everybody praises it. Everybody looks up to it because of whatever. So reason she made a grown woman's decision. Do you think a man who wasn't ready to be a father should have to pay child support? Whenever you're ready.
I ain't gonna hold you. That's really touching.
Yeah, that's okay, rough.
I don't like to see good fathers on child support.
Because of the woman.
You have some real vindictive women out there,
yes,
who just want to be greedy, who just want to sit there and just be living that Basketball Wives or living hip hop life or whatever, mm-hmm, and just want the money, the assistance, or whatever the case is. I don't agree with that. But if you try to sit there and communicate with the father, like, listen, I need this, I need that. And it was funny because we was talking about this earlier, whatever. Then if he doesn't want to, then it's all right. Then you know what? You might have to put the pressure to his neck. But at the end of the day, if and when you popped up with the EPT talking about I'm pregnant,
me personally, it was a us decision. I asked him, like, what do you want to do? He wanted to keep it. He was all happy. This, fine. But reality check came. He didn't want to cash it. So, at the end of the day, I tried to do all that child support in the beginning, but the judge wasn't with me, surprisingly. Wow. So, I just sat there and just was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to sit there, handle my business. I worked two jobs. I did what I had to do for my son. Mm. I made my bed. I'm going to lay in it. I'm not going to say I'm not going to boohoo, cry, bash, do all that. I'm not going to do that. And then later on down the line, it ended up working in my favor because I ended up winning sole custody of my son. So now I don't have to worry about nothing. And that's why I say it really, if you can do the co-parenting thing and y'all could come to an agreement or whatever, then that's fine. That's a beautiful thing. But if a guy doesn't want to have the kid and he tells you straight up, you got to get in your head as a female, like, listen, I'm going to be a single mother. That's it. And you got to do what you got to do because you already sat there. You shook the dice
also,
and you voted.
Also, I want you to indulge on, is she wrong for trying to put him on child support?
Because
he verbally said, I don't want it. I don't want to have, I'm not ready to be a father.
That's
why
I said she shook the dice and she dealt and that's it. Mm-hmm. You can't sit there. You can't not make a man be a man. I don't care what no female say. You can't make a man be a man. If he sat there and told you straight to your face, I don't want this kid, then you sit there as a woman like, listen, am I going to be a single parent? Or I'm going to sit here and I'm going to try to really chase this nigga for 18, 21 years. If he don't want it, if he sat there and told you straight to your face, like, listen, I don't want to do it. Yes, it takes two. And, you know, it is what it is. But you know what? That's your responsibility at the end of the day. No ifs, ands, or buts. At the end of the day, a child needs his mother. When you go and you sit there and you want to be going through the course, you want to take time off. I couldn't do that. I got a good fucking job. I couldn't sit there and be taking time off from the city. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go through that, guess what? He could be vindictive and be like, yo, fuck it. I'm not working. Mm-hmm. Get money
off
the books.
They locking niggas up for that.
Mm-hmm. I have to say I agree.
Get money off the books. Mm-hmm. That's it. He could not get a job. He could decide just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to do it. Or if he gets locked up, guess what? He could sit there and still fight that shit and be like, if you want to go for custody, make your life a living fucking hell. Because mm-hmm. you know what? Every time he locked up, he could sit there and just be like, you know what? I'm just this time taken out, I could make your life a living fucking hell since you want to be getting this. You still not going to get no money either way. The nigga not working, the nigga locked up. You still not going to get no money either way. So why take time off to try to get money out of a nigga who's not working, who's not locked up? What? He's already locked up. What are you going to do? Still be a single fucking mother working two jobs or whatever the case
and
is.
And extra headache.
You shouldn't be having babies with people that you... But think you, is gonna, no, yeah. that you could foreshadow is gonna be in jail.
Yeah, but
in,
you
in
know,
the
future.
No, locking niggas up for not paying child support.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying?
No, oh, they lock it. No, they are. But this is what I'm saying. No, a dude could be all happy and be like, yeah, I want the baby, I want this. Like I said, if females come to him and present the situation like, yo, I'm pregnant, what are we gonna do about this or whatever, he could be like, yeah, I want to have it and be all happy. Then when the baby come, that's it. Like I said.
I think two different things. Number one, I think if it was a us decision and then later on he decided that he wanted to skip out, yes, you got to pay up.
Yeah, that's
period.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Because like we made this decision together.
Thanks.
But if I came to you and you was like, yo, I'm trying to have this baby and you like, I don't want it, then why put yourself through the headache? And that's just my opinion. Why put yourself through the headache? You got to know in your mind already, like, all right, he said he didn't want it. I'm not mm-hmm. going to force this because at the end of the day, I have the extra headache. I'm going to be the one yep. Chasing behind somebody who told me from the beginning that you didn't want this. I chose to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I need to come up with a plan for how I'm going to carry out my life. Mm-hmm. And when my child gets older, I will let you know what happened and you... go and figure that out for yourself. And you know, if you want to seek this person out, that's totally on you. But if we made this decision together and then you decided that you wanted to like be retarded, nah. Let's go to the court. You gonna give me this money. Like, I'm not playing with you.
People might not agree with me. Mm-hmm. But first of all, let's back it up. If you're not ready for a kid, we shouldn't be having unprotected sex in the first place. Like some type of
protection has to be there. Like, you have to...
The woman has to do it
game,
as well.
Exactly. The woman has to do it as well. But your pull-out game has to be on point. Yes. Let's be clear. Let's step that up. Because if you're not ready to have babies, then your pull-out game got to be on point. Or you gotta use a condom. You got to do something about that. Because we shouldn't even be having this conversation about, I don't want to have a baby, but you're doing shit to have a baby. But I agree with both these women. If he says that, you know what I mean, up front, he don't want a child, then... That's your decision. Like, if he says he doesn't want it already, for you to have a kid, even if, you know, like you said, the abortion thing is sensitive, but this is something that you have to deal with because you were irresponsible as well. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like she's wrong if, you know what I mean, if he was all for it and then he just chose to opt out and she takes him to court. I don't think she's wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not that woman, though. I'm not that woman that feels like, I don't have time to be taking you back and forth to court. I got to get my shit together. My kids got to be good. That's taking time out of my busy schedule to make you do something that you're not responsible enough to do or that you're not ready to do. I'd rather be gone and not deal with you and do what I have to do because the time that I'm taking going back and forth to court, I could be taking to get this job or to make this money happen. Get that. Yeah, secure the bag. Get that. Make sure my kids got a good schooling. Make sure they got all their school clothes, all their summer clothes, like all of that stuff. I could be doing whatever and bettering myself.
And get the check per month. And you agree to this? Give me your money.
You can.
Period. No,
like, that's how
you agreed to this. Give me now, and I'm gonna throw a monkey wrench in the plan. And I know some people might not agree with me, but if I come to you and you saying that you're not ready for this, I'm going for the next appointment. Where are we signing up at? And you paying for it? Where's the next appointment? Because this is gone.
But if you got that health insurance, that should pay for it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay. But like, and I'm that type. And I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't believe in that, and that's fine. That's your prerogative. But, you know, but that's me.
Exactly. But you have, to believe in it if it's going to alter the way
you live. I would rather be
in Greece.
Yeah.
Vacationing. Then
I want to get bra man involved.
Yeah, because he was like,
I have a great feeling he don't even live on the fifth floor. But yes, sleep here or there. We'll talk about that a little later. $20 for a picture, 30 for you. Bro man, you talk to us. Have you ever got someone pregnant and didn't want it or whatever? Because you like a grown man, you're light skinned. You guys was once in style 10 years ago.
Mad
you got
chains.
A lot of chains
you
on.
Got
tell us what's going on.
Shut the front door. 23?
Okay. Damn, son, you a fucking kid, dude.
That's why when y'all say your age, I'm like,
Damn, I'm scared. Well, I got a whole decade on him.
A whole decade, you feel me? But nah, I had a girl when I was in high school. I just wanted to be better. She didn't even tell me she didn't even tell me she was having an abortion. I don't even remember if she told me she was pregnant. I think she just came up to me like, yo, had an abortion. I'm like, my kid would have been like 9 years old right now. Yeah, wait, I was like 14, sophomore high school.
14? And you have unprotected sex at 14?
First of all, I don't even know what condom
is. This is just.
You sound like lying.
Put it on. Yeah, like, no, I think I did put a condom on. I think I just.
You gotta think about it.
Oh, so she was lying. That's it.
No. It was a sonogram.
So she had a sonogram.
That's what that from Google.
No, we wasn't that smart in 2000.
Girls are
you'll
crafty.
You'll be surprised.
Trust me.
Let me tell you something. Your
eyes. Listen, I'm telling y'all, they told me she used to, her best friend used to be like, nah, she cries every night.
You don't think the best friend was there.
It
don't matter.
So she made up a hold out for no reason?
Bitches, you bitches is crazy.
Wait. She made it tell me we're together. We in a happy relationship.
That don't mean nothing. She could want you so bad that she will fake a whole pregnancy.
You know what?
I'm not saying
that. But she didn't tell me. It's not to say that she told me.
When you go home, you go watch that movie Gone Girl. I bet your ass turned.
Uh-huh. Also, let me tell you a real life story. I knew a couple, right? And the guy was going to break up with her. She all of a sudden was pregnant with twins. He's like, all right, I'ma help, you know, you having my babies and they're two, whatever. She went and showed him the sonogram picture. He started to think she was lying, went on Google and found the same exact sonogram.
I do be seeing that. That's some crazy stuff. You could turn around and get a DNA test.
Okay, so as long as you would not get that DNA test. Bitch told me she pregnant, get that DNA test. It don't matter what
I think every man should get a DNA test. Anyway,
damn,
upon birth, get that DNA test. You know what? There's nothing wrong with being 100% sure, but I don't want to swift the conversation because I want us to keep going. Listen, but get a DNA test, brother. Don't. But listen, so, especially if you met your girl in the wrong place, she was... listen. Does everyone here know what an escrow account is? So, I'll tell you. An escrow account is basically like a third party. Let's say someone wanted to invest in you. You told Coca-Cola or Hennessy, hey, I got Brown Holy Water Podcast. We want you to sponsor us. They're like, all right, cool. We're going to set you up an escrow. Basically, what escrow is, they'll put money in an account. Let's say they give you 30 bands. And they get to watch all your transactions. They get to see what you're spending their money on so that they can see whether or not they want to continue or stop doing business. Should child support be put on a card where it's an escrow account and the father can monitor what you're spending on?
No, they don't have that.
I think the father should be able to monitor what his money is going towards. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
No, I don't have no problem with the father monitoring, but the thing about it is that some fathers out here get that shit fucked up.
How?
Because you got some fathers that say, oh, well, rent and as far as utilities should not be going towards a child. Your child got to eat. Your child needs to live there. Period. If it's going to
your
the
child
food,
gotta watch PBS.
The food Kids and the 13. Shelter of your child, period. Now, it's different if she's sitting here swiping to get her nails done, to get her feet done, to get them bundles.
Hookah.
Then it's a different story. But if it's going towards your child.
But
it's
a lot of people misspending.
Of course,
support.
I've seen it. It's a lot of people overcharging for child support. Yeah,
but kids don't need that much. They're supposed to be wearing Gucci.
Okay, but you know what? That's why I said these fathers who are good fathers need to be aware of it. One, it depends on the state. Two, if you know you keep your child for the summer, that's 2 months out the year, you can stop those child support payments. Okay? You can't. Get your ass up to the court and tell them, I'm having my child for these 2 months, so let's halt the payments. You can do that. You just have to get up and get the time to go down to the courts and do it. That's number one. Number two, if you see that you have a baby mother that ain't shit, then of course you need to monitor her. Yeah. And she's sitting there buying bundles and all that. Exactly. Yes. If you done got knocked up an Instagram bitch or all these other fucking ain't shit bitches, then what the fuck you expect? You was her come up. That's it. You was her come up. But like I said, if it's going
and having a baby is a business. Don't get that twisted.
It's a business. One child is 30K. I don't care what the fuck nobody say. One child is 30K. I don't care what you say.
Because annually is what you're saying.
Annually. Mm. Because if you think about it,
if you make 35K, you're fucked.
Word. Because just monthly, a child's expense just off of child care and even like food and buying clothes can be over $1,000.
But this is what I'm saying. If you're saying that, and then what I previously said is that someone said that they're not prepared to be a parent.
No one is prepared, though. You know this is what I'm saying.
But if they say they don't, if they say they don't want it, they don't want it.
Okay, Stop going wrong.
Learn what a condom is.
Oh, I don't want to have a kid. Then you know
that
what?
Simple.
You better pick up that phone and Planned Parenthood. Open up 8 o'clock in the motherfucking morning, bitch. Get your ass there.
CVS, Plan B. One day later.
I want to hear on the escrow account.
I agree.
For child support.
I think that is a great idea. I'm not even going to lie. You know what I mean?
Come up with the best ideas. August 27th, the brunch last day party. Come meet me. Yes, go ahead.
No, come meet me. But yes, I think that's a great idea. Because you do have women who do take advantage of the fact that they're getting child support and they do go get their hair and their nails done and they think that, you know what I mean, it's extra money in their pocket. I don't think that's fair because it's like scamming to me. You know what I mean? You taking money from somebody else. He working hard for his money. He got to live too. You know what I mean? And if he's not good, then your kid won't be good either because regardless of whether he's paying child support, I'm sure he's going to want to see that kid that he's paying for. Yes. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, if he's giving you money and he, you know what I mean, that's taking money out of his living situation or whatever, then I think that he has a right to know where his money go.
That's a fact.
When you pay for something, when you go and you shopping or something like that, you don't just swipe your card and get your stuff later not knowing what
it
is.
Tell you
know
exactly,
yo, I'm paying, like this Henny, this is like I paid for this Henny, I paid for that. When you go look
your account.
Exactly. When you go to the bank, when you go to the bank and you looking at your account and your transactions and everything, it tells you exactly what was taken out.
I check
what
my shit all the time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So
I wake up
feel
morning,
like,
I'm still broke.
You check. I swipe to that bitch D. I live on the edge. I swipe to that bitch.
23. You can do that.
Until I get that Chase alert. You are $50.
Fucking niggas are cuz be overdrafted.
$50. You know, yeah. Like, but I do agree. I do think that. Because I want to know where my money is going.
Because
so everybody
know,
has a right to know where
know
their money is going.
I know that in marriages in a joint account. Right, sis?
Okay.
Where you guys monitor what the joint account stuff is going to.
So here's the way we break ours down. We have a joint account, but we also have our separate accounts. Mm-hmm. So our money goes to our separate accounts, and then we'll put stuff in the joint account. You know what I mean? Especially if we're paying for stuff like vacations or whatever, like rainy day fund.
Right, but what if I know you sell sex toys. What if one day he just woke up and bought a $3,000 rubber pussy? You know, would you be upset at that?
Wait, that wasn't a joke. That was serious.
She really sells sex toys. Yes.
She sells dick for a living. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah. Candace
don't
MJ,
be a customer.
Yeah, romance.
She said just dick. She ain't say no rubber pussies.
I know I do sell those too. It's called the Playmate. I have it. I'll give you my website later.
It's been kind of lonely.
It's
$30. You don't need one. Sushi got you.
I said,
tell Sushi it's her night off. She'll thank me later. Trust me. I'll give her a tip.
And listen, pussy better than but you know what?
Anything from the joint account, we do discuss ahead of time. Like, all right, you know, I'm going to use the. And I don't even think it's permission. We'll just be like, hey, just letting you know, I'm about to use the account to do X, Y, and Z. And they'd be like, all right, cool. Because I think we pretty much know that we're not going to, like, mismanage the money. So there's, like, a level of trust there with me and him. He's better at money than I am. So normally he's just really just letting me know what he's about to do. But other than that, it's like, all right.
Gotcha. Bro, man, any feedback? Escrow account.
Oh, yeah, that's for a fact. I've been thinking about this shit. I do have my best thoughts in the shower. I was thinking about this in the shower the other day. Like, yo. Motherfucker, yo, you know what's crazy? I think it might have been yesterday. Like, why don't they make a banking a card where you put the child support on this specific card and a nigga could check the statement every? Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Wait,
they do.
Have
in, no, in certain states they
in
do.
Certain states.
That's why I say it depends on what state you do.
Sound like a conservative state. They don't
no,
have that shit in
no, they do. No, trust me, they do. Yeah, it really depends. Like New York may have. You know, probably is like lacking it or whatever the case is, but they do have certain states that actually implement that.
Be. And it should be an app too. It should be an app where you can check on your phone.
I better get a purchase alert every time. It
so should. Here's the thing though. Don't nobody want y'all to be on like, listen, you spent that $5 over here. What's that? You know what I mean? Like, don't nobody have time for that. I do agree. You should have, I mean, it's okay if they would implement something like having an account, an escrow account where they can like see where your purchases are going. And if you are really using it for your kid, then there should be no problem with you doing that because you saying that you got the child support for this reason. But at the same time, don't be trying to micromanage it either. Like, where did this $5 go?
Because you know what? Because the moment we
said you spent it on an Uber
and just stay over there business. And you be a full time dad, it's gonna be a fucking problem.
Listen, and you better not be able to withdraw money off that motherfucker. You ain't gonna make that
ain't gonna be no withdrawals.
Only shop away and take calls.
What if you gonna only pay for daycare with a car? With cash.
Find a new daycare.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, that daycare better take cars.
What if you got a babysitter in the house? Like, it's not a daycare center.
Cash app.
But Miss Jean, let's see some receipts.
Oh, and that's another thing, too. I'm
going to
tell y'all daddies now, y'all good fathers, y'all better leave a paper trail. All that just buying, you know,
receipts,
like, clothes and stuff. Talking about, oh, yeah, I pay for my kid. I do this. No, if you go on Western Union, or don't never give your baby mama cash. You better give a Western Union. You better have receipts. Because when you go into a court and be like, oh, yeah, I spent $1,000 on clothes and this and that for my baby mama. The judge going to look at you going to be like, oh, that's just gifts. What cash have you given? You better give receipts.
Yeah.
Give that's receipts. Crazy. Leave a paper trail.
Get your receipts up and all
get
that.
Get your receipts up, daddies. For your good fathers out there, you better get your receipts
the best
up.
That's thoughts I got that's is, it. Yo, I only have babies with your wives.
Yo, awesome. I was just getting ready
that's
to say.
That's the time I'm on
that's
right now.
That's the culture that I'm trying to change.
What I do want to add is the reason why I'm on the child support subject is because there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of grown men out there that's mad at a daddy that wanted an abortion anyway. And mama probably sold him or her the wrong secret or the wrong lies that
like
got
Tommy's
them living
mother.
Life wrong.
Power.
motherfucking shorty from Survivor Remorse. The mother really got raped. She really got Remorse? Yeah, that's a good show.
Okay.
It's a great show. Okay. And the mother really got raped by like a whole gang. She got gang banged. So she was like, I don't even remember who the fuck was in the room. How the fuck am I gonna tell her who her father is? But what? The girl is what? So she just wanna know. Yeah, that shit is crazy.
What?
She wanna know who her dad is. She's like, she's a grown lady. She wanna know. Like, mom, I wanna tell me about him. You understand? So I feel like sometimes mothers aren't really given like the right story.
Or they hide and stuff.
To try to seem like Tommy's to mother. Try to seem good. Word. Everyone mom is not innocent. Oh, yeah, is all I'm saying.
Come on, no, I'm not. Everyone
mom
sorry.
Is not.
She giving
not
spoilers.
Innocent.
My bad.
But last subject on this topic is: are you really a single mother if you receive child support?
Yes.
Yes.
How?
If your father, if
the person called child is child support, someone is helping you.
But there's
support
no father.
Child.
There's no father in there house. In the household. So you are holding single. Your household. You got the yes. money. That's you like live, working.
You live alone, but you're not a single mother if you're receiving child support.
No, you
is
are.
A man, is a man visiting the child?
Okay, that's
but
exactly.
that's the question.
That's
a question.
Co-parenting. That's yeah. what I'm yes. saying. If he, yeah, if it is right. good co-parenting and he is there active in the child's life.
You're a mother with a baby.
Then that's different. But if he's not active and he's not sitting there doing any support, even if you're getting child support or whatever, mm-hmm. and he's not active, then yeah, she is a single parent.
Yes.
Because like I said, you got mothers. You have mothers who might be. No.
It
don't, let me tell you
it's
something.
It's called child support because that's what the government called it.
Hold up. Let me tell you something. Just because a female get child support, that don't necessarily mean that all that is sitting there just helping. Because a bitch could be getting $40 a month.
Exactly.
Okay,
that was your fault fucking with a broke nigga.
No, it don't matter if you fucking with a broke nigga. You got spiteful niggas that be like, you know what? I'm not going to work because I don't want to give this bitch money. Okay,
if that's y'all feel true. That bad
no,
about
no,
each other,
no, no,
y'all shouldn't
no,
have been fucking.
No,
but
people
like
get
petty.
Said,
people get
no,
petty.
But like I said, people change when a baby
yep,
comes.
Yes. That's true.
People change.
I agree.
Because you could sit there, yeah. you could talk, be like, yo, I'm having a baby. What are we going to do? He could be all for it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to have a baby.
Then
but
that baby,
baby
come
coming,
and he can't go nowhere.
He
can't.
He
got to spend
cash
he gotta,
that reality yep. check. I've had females, and I know females personally, who sat there and had babies with their best friends of niggas that they've known for over 10 years.
That's crazy.
And switched up on them. So like I said, it depends if he is actually mm-hmm. active and has a relationship mm-hmm. and built
yep.
with the child. Mm. And then he's sitting there, whatever, if the courts is supporting it, whatever the case is. Because you got some females that could sit there and be getting child support for only $40 a month. What the fuck is $40 a month going
to
do?
I want to say to those people, you should be making better decisions in your life.
Oh, no, no, don't sit
there.
Don't say
that.
Don't
know.
You
don't
know
sometimes.
No, because sometimes.
You don't know
sometimes.
Don't say, because you know what? That could sit there and that could go both ways with a nigga who's sitting there fucking these bitches. Who they
she's
thought was
angry.
Fucking whole
she
almighty angry.
You just hit a nerve because she is going
angry.
She is angry.
And all of a sudden, you thought they was holy.
Yeah, listen,
and
listen,
thought
listen,
they was
listen,
holy.
Listen.
But next thing you know, you
out.
Bitch busting it wide open. She an ancient baby mother.
Listen.
Don't get me started.
You got to be
careful. Don't get me started.
You got to be careful these days,
I mean, you can be careful. You can say that you can take all the precautions in the world. But like I said, when a child comes into play is when you really see. Just like they say, the old saying, you don't know a person until you live with them.
Yep. Or have a child.
Or have a child.
Or have a child.
When you have a child with someone, that's when you can see. Y'all could be the best of friends. You could have known her for years.
But I feel like this. Some people already knew that story and still tested the water.
No, that's different.
That's a different situation.
No, but that's different.
But that's not everybody's story. So, yeah.
Right.
For the people
yeah.
that are, like, aware,
always,
like, you know that
yeah.
you're not dealing with somebody that, you know, is up to par, mm-hmm. and that goes both ways, mm-hmm. male and female, mm-hmm. then, yes, you have to make better decisions, but that's not everybody's
that's
story.
That's not everybody's story.
You know what I mean? Like,
some people change because
like,
you want to move on.
Like,
exactly.
I know someone who was married, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then when they got a divorce, he is the pettiest of the petty. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, like, you just don't know. This is a person that you decided that you wanted to, like, spend your life with. And then y'all end up getting a divorce. And then after the divorce, they, like, switch it up on you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, that's not everybody's situation.
Right.
But, yes, for the ones that are aware, you got to,
yeah, of
you know,
course.
Make
if
a better
aware,
decision.
Then
but
you know what? Then fuck it. You made your
listen,
bed, then you
got
to lay in it.
We got, you know, Tiffany's a little, you know. We gotta.
It hit a nerve.
She got melancholy on us. We're gonna relax a little bit. We gotta get to the next subject because I don't want to talk about baby daddies. I don't got no kids. You know, I don't want to talk about that. The next subject I think is a very pivotal subject.
Pivotal.
Because,
you are educated. You are knowledgeable today.
I wrote my paper.
Pivotal? College word of the day.
It's crazy because it's like, you know, the next topic is sexual misunderstandings.
Mm.
And I feel like
elaborate.
We don't really understand each other sexually because people sometimes are coming with either too much or too little. I think too little is a great thing. But I think too much could be like a curveball where it's like, do I really want that?
What do you mean? Too much or too little?
I wanted you to say that.
So
it's like, remember, it was always a saying, save something for marriage, right?
Okay.
And it's like these women these days, there's nothing left. They full have throttle. Done it all.
So thumb in the butt.
They have done.
What you said?
But I'm saying
fucking in the butt.
No, I said
what?
Thumb in the butt.
He said thumb in the butt.
Too early on the first date. Huh?
My thing. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. But my thing is, what do you do with a chick that have done it all? She had.
Or a
she
guy.
Had, she a guy a guy or a chick. You know what I mean? Threesomes. In the ass, booty licking, toe licking, I'm fucking on the beach, fucking in the elevator, fucking in the car, fucking over.
That just, but listen, that just means that they are open sexually. But is that a sexual misunderstanding, though?
That is a sexual misunderstanding for the person that you're probably bringing it to. Okay. The person that you're probably bringing it to probably wanted to do that with the person they were going to spend their life with. Because life is a long time.
So basically, you can't just bring out all the tricks.
Everybody
at
that
first.
You had, and you had 3-4 different relationships for 8 months each, bitch, you did a lot. You did a lot with your time.
You gotta understand, it all plays into the culture with stuff like that. The culture embraces so much of it. Come on, I'ma stick my thumb in her butt.
Yeah.
He said it like that song was like on the billboard.
And
everybody heard that shit. So.
And then on top of that, eating ass is just like it's just like eating
that's
pussy
a bowl
nowadays.
Of cereal now, like.
Exactly.
It's actually not.
No, but just stay on.
That's what I'm saying. That's a sexual misunderstanding because for some people that's weird. For some people, you lick their ass, you're probably never gonna see her again, bro. She's like, yo, what the fuck just happened?
That's a fact.
This nigga is crazy.
She's the right
listen,
woman.
she might let you finish. She might let you finish though, but you might never see her again after that. That's a misunderstanding.
Let me say this. So as part of me selling these sex toys, right? I sell like an experience. We ain't like doing no hands-on stuff like that. But it's like a party for women, right? And my goal with this party is just to like let women know, like, listen, you know, here are the things that make you feel empowered, to make you feel good about yourself. And part of that is one, being able to communicate what you like sexually. Mm-hmm. And you can do that with introducing toys, right? Mm-hmm. Or having some safe words if that's the way you want to do it. But, like, you got to be able to communicate the things that you like with the person that you're having sex with.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So that there is no misunderstanding and that, you know, someone isn't throwing something at you too soon. Mm-hmm. So, like, I encourage people to, like, go ahead and try some things with somebody that you feel safe with. You know what I mean? But you still got to ease into it because you can't just, you know, throw everything at a person all at once.
It's all about...
But what's for marriage? But see, my thing is, what's for marriage?
I think it depends on the person.
If you're doing all of this...
I really think it depends on the person. You know what? It depends on the person and also depends on the age, too.
All right, so let me ask you a question,
Tiff.
Stop right there. What if you're at a table with a guy? This is the guy that you like, whoever you like. Chris Brown, the future. He's at the table with you.
And
he's
going to...
Yeah, I
like
Trey Songz.
Okay.
He's at the table with you and he look you in the eyes and says... So sexually, where are you a virgin at?
I'm not answering that question.
I'm a grown-ass whole woman.
I'm 33 years old. Okay, you ain't talking to no 21-year-old
right.
bitch. Okay,
you're not doing that.
So, let me tell you something.
We sorry.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry, but we're giving you some life tips right now.
Listen. It really depends on the type of woman or the type of guy that you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a guy that's 33 or a female that's, you know, over 30 or whatever, they probably done experience sexually, whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you want to sit there and you want to talk about what haven't you done sexually, it's just one of those, okay, like, all right, well, what are you going to bring to the table? You know, because a lot of females don't even know their body. They could sit there and talk about, well, you know what, I've done this, I've done that, but they haven't really experienced an orgasm. That's or they still don't even know, like, their pussy. So, you know what I mean? Like, and the same thing with guys. Like, guys could sit there and be like, well, you know what, I'm this age or whatever. Like, I came across a dude who was 40 years old, and he done did everything in the book, so I'm like, damn.
Well, see, I think guys know what they like more than women do.
Because they have more sexual situations.
They have more sexual situations. But listen,
you're not going to do that.
Even outside of sexual situations, they have no problem telling you exactly what you need to do in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Women do not do that. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, we take what is given the majority of the time. Sex guru. We take what is given the majority of the time. You know what I mean? And without properly communicating what it is that we like. Yeah. So for my thing, over 30, and we're going to learn you something today. 30 and over, or even a mature woman, you know what I'm saying? You got to start pleasing, and you got to, like, do things that's going to cater to them. Because you're right. A lot of women don't even know they don't know their body. They don't know what's going to give them an orgasm and all this other stuff, and I'm here to help.
So basically, everyone is coming into marriage fully experienced. Everything has been touched.
No, not everybody. I think it depends on the person. You can have you could have had somebody that turned you completely out.
Of course. Let me tell you something. If you in a marriage, if y'all cannot learn from one another, then y'all are not going to succeed. It don't matter. If you are with the person.
Especially if you got a sex tape out there.
Listen.
You're not going to get a ring. You're not going to get a ring like that. Just put it out there.
You have to be able to learn from one another, period. Whether if it's on a sexual level, mental, physical, whatever the case is. You have to be able to learn from one another. You can sit here and be like, yeah, I done had threesomes, but who said you really had tonight? Who said you really had to actually experience that? It all depends on the person. Mm-hmm. Because you have to know your body. You could come across a guy or a girl, and you could be like, yo, this bitch done gave me the best fucking ever. Like, she done sucked my dick three different, four different ways.
And now you know you like the twirl.
And now you know.
She got four ways.
Now you know about the swivel.
And now you know you like the swivel.
Out there, but four, that's a unicorn.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. It all depends on the person, like, who you come across with.
Yeah.
Whether if it's, you know, someone that's young or someone that's over 30 or whatever. Like I said, you're supposed to learn from them, point blank, period. Mm-hmm. If you don't learn from them, then it's
going to be a dog.
Here's my,
can't say anything. Real quick.
Yes, you can.
Okay, I just want to say real quick, I'm the type of person that it doesn't matter what experiences I had before, I like to take my time with people. So regardless of, like, I'm not just going to throw everything out there because, number one, you get bored fast. After a while, if I gave you everything, if we done did every single thing and we just met each other or we just started really dealing with each other, then what I'm going to have to give you down? After a while, you're going to start getting bored.
There's
also
a trust factor with that. You can do everything with everybody. So you got to build trust with me for me to start to open up a little bit.
Exactly. Girl. Exactly.
Okay. Girl.
Exactly. But I feel like, everything, like, everybody isn't worth
shit when you're going,
everybody isn't worth your dope moves. That's you know point. What I mean? Exactly. So my thing is, if I know I got this dope move over here, it's gonna go, you know, it's gonna get pushed to the side until I know you deserve that dope move.
I like to say you should have two. Finish them. Mortal Kombat, finish them.
Exactly.
Two finish them moves.
I got a couple. I'm always trying to.
But not everybody can get those finish them moves.
I'm always trying to come. I'm creative. So you know what I mean? It's always some creative shit.
You know what I mean? Not everybody gets the finish them moves.
You need your own care.
It's all about comfortability and how you make the male or the female.
I have one more. This question right here is, it's icing on the cake. So. Got you. So, this is the last question, right? A lot of time, people always want to say how great their sex is and all this other
really
stuff. People always say that they got the bomb. They got the bomb coochie or the bomb whatever. So, real quick, 20 seconds.
I'm
20 seconds or less. You know what I mean? Real quick, how great could your sex be if nobody wanted forever?
If nobody don't want it forever. It's true. You know, it's so funny because I spoke about this before. Like, one girl, she's always sitting there going through like a bunch of things or whatever, but she can never keep a dude. So everybody just like, why you can't keep a dude? It, you know, men stay around for whatever different reason. If you
but she always glowing about how she got the bomb ass Gucci. She got the bomb ass Gucci, got the Chanel, I mean, whatever. But it's just like, no dude wants to stick around. You know what I mean? If you got it, you're not going to sit there. You're not going to flaunt it. Don't talk about how you got the tsunami. Don't talk about how you got the bomb ass Gucci or whatever. That's not cute. I don't care what nobody say. That's
especially
not cute.
Especially if your ring is empty.
I think, let exactly. me say, yeah. I'll forget my thought. Yeah. I think sex is in everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And people think that just because... Oh, I took your answer. I'm sorry. We ain't school mm-hmm. right now. But sex is in everything. So people, like... You gotta come with good sex, a creative mind, and also good character and something that keeps somebody there. Because mm-hmm. sex is not just gonna keep somebody there. If sex just kept somebody there, it wouldn't be a bunch of single niggas out here or single women just fucking everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, of course, pussy or dick is not gonna keep somebody mm-hmm. because there's so many other things that you have to think about when it comes to a person. So, when... If your pussy or your dick is good, your pussy or dick is good. It speaks for itself. I don't have to say anything. Whatever you feel, whoever I'm dealing with, however you feel is however you feel. I mean, honestly, I don't have no complaints. But at the same time, you know what I mean? It's not just about that. It's not just about my sex. Let's see where we go. Let's see how creative we could get. Let's see how, you know what I mean? Let's build this. Let's take our time sexually or whatever, you know what I mean? As long as you got something different to bring to the table mm-hmm. or whatever, and you and your character is good and you know you got good jokes or whatever it is, I think that the shit will last. Gotcha. But if you just got pussy, which that's everybody it. Else has, because you're not the only what one else? With good pussy, or you're not the only one with good offer? Dick, it's like I dudes fuck bitches just for recreation, you know what I mean? So it's just like, yeah, she got good pussy, but I
bro, man, talk to us.
Quick. Said it all. Sex is with emotions. Yeah. Sex is yeah. more than just sex. That's yeah. the problem with this generation right now. Everybody's just fucking around just to fuck. They don't realize that you bring on people's burdens, they demons, as soon as you put your mm-hmm. thing in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As soon as you slide on top of mm-hmm. it, I'm carrying on a lot. Mm-hmm. I bring on a lot.
The voodoo.
That transfers. Mm-hmm. It transfers over.
It's energy.
That energy, that vibe, yep. it just transfers over to me. Mm-hmm. And now I realize... Your pussy's good, but I don't want this cloud over my life no more.
Thanks. I hear you. Go ahead, 23.
Don't say no more after that. You got anything to add?
No.
I'm going to say this.
I don't got nothing to add. They did it all.
I'm going to say this. Focus on me, preacher. I'm going to wrap it up.
This was a good-ass show.
Every show, we always have a black success moment, and this is it.
Right uh-oh, here we go. Do right? I got to bring it up? Do I got to bring it close?
It's good right
now. Okay.
So first of all, I'm going to tell you, go get your tickets right now. For 2 weeks from now, Sunday, August 27th, for our brunch / day party, unlimited Rasta pasta, jerk chicken, Henny wings, mm-hmm. red velvet waffles, yes. sangria. Yes. But I'm going to tell you this. When it come to sex, right? When it come to having great sex, I come from the school of hard knocks. I graduated with honors. What does that mean? It means that not only did I have an A+ in the sex category, but in everything else, I was averaging an A as well. So you gotta have balance. You can't be failing everything and pass gym Pause. And show your moms just a 95 you got in gym. Pause. Motherfucker, it was summertime. You was wearing shorts every day anyway. Pause. What was you doing in the other classes? Pause. What was you doing in math? Pause. In science? Pause. Where's your balance? Pause. Where's your history credits? Pause. Where's your balance? Balance yourself out. Good sex ain't everything. Unless it evens out with everything else. Your jokes gotta be just as good as your sex.
Boss.
Your cooking gotta be just as good as your sex.
Boss.
The way you dress, just as good as your sex.
Boss.
GMT Rolex when I both flex. I go by the name of Bob. I am black success. Y'all already know what it is. 2 weeks from now, I need everybody to pull up. And we're gonna get out of here right now.
I
appreciate everybody for coming. Please support the sex toy store. Everybody, if you could real quickly give your little shout outs, tell them how to follow you, whatever. And we out of here.
Yes, it's your favorite tomboy. Shout out to everybody who's joined on my team and everybody's out there for who's supporting Brown Holy Water. August 27th, get your tickets. You can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. You'll see me in the comments. I ain't really comment today because we was in an intense conversation, but I'm going to watch it over and y'all going to see me. So take it up.
Oh, it's your boy, Brown Man from the Fifth Floor on my IG. Snapchat, Bruhman Dating. Make sure August 27th. I'm going to be out there. He said make that sound real appealing.
Yes, sir.
It's very appealing.
Yes,
very appealing. Yes,
grown women in my life.
Well, shaking ass. Oh,
man, you're going to get one.
Call a little 37-year-old.
You're going to get one.
One little badass kid. Hey,
she going to take you to court for all them chains.
All right, y'all. Y'all can follow me on Instagram, Romance by Candace MJ. Candace with an A. That's how you can find me. And have a party.
And buy all the sex toys there.
Buy all the sex toys. My link is in the profile.
Gotcha.
Okay, how y'all doing? This is Saucy underscore 584, SAUCEY_584, Foxy Beige. But yeah, pretty much holla at me.
That's what's up. I am Black Success. We're here every Sunday, 7 p.m. Next week, we're with Sky. Sky got the fitness joint.
Yes.
We're going to be over there. Then the week after that,
everybody,
we got the brunch. You know what
soon.
I mean? Shout out to First Class Photo Booth. They always fuck with us. They sponsoring. They doing a big thing. Hush Money Entertainment. We fuck with y'all. We out of here. Preach, you can play the song.
Yes, that's me on the song, y'all. That's me. That's me.
Give her credit.
That's me.
Coney Island, 2940, 29s on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. About that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. So get some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these lessons or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water, come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown.